mind coming out and helping me now? First of all, are you big and brave? Good. Because you're going to have to stand behind me while other people throw balls at me. Do you think you'll be safe? Yeah, come on then. Right. Right, you come and stand behind me. You're just there, that's fine. And I need a few volunteers to come and get a couple of these balls, which I trust are nice and soft. Oh no, look out. Here comes people. Right, have a couple each.
We only have two each.
Only two each to begin with. Oh, here we are. There you are. You are. You like to have two. One for you, one for you. And now, no? You are. You can have another one. There you are. One for you, one for you. Do you want to help? There you are. No, no. Right. Now. Okay. Are you nervous? Yes, so am I. Right. Okay. Now you're trying to hit this man behind me, but you throw at me. Right. I don't like that looking. Whoa! Right, is that it? No, there's another one hidden. Go on, try. Go on. Can you do it? Go on then, Caven. We can't. I haven't got all day. Throw it. There you go. Thank you very much. Phew. Can you go and sit down now? Did you get hit? Were you safe? Good. That's great. Let's pop them in here. It'll be quicker. Pop them in the basket for now. That's it. Pop them in this basket here. That's fine. There's one went there. Shall we go and get it? Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Well done. And you pop it in the basket there. Whoops. Oh, whoopsie-daisy. Up you get. There you go.
Try again.
Can you pop them in there?
Good.
That's well done. Thank you for everybody. Now then, I had those balls hit me. Just double check. No broken bones. You didn't break your glasses. No. But you're safe. You were safe. Thank you. He was safe. Why was he safe? Why was he safe? He was standing behind me. Why was he safe?
Because he was behind you.
He was behind me and I was protecting him. That's right. And the friends of Joshua that went into Jericho, they were doing what God had told them to do, and he was looking after them. He was protecting them. Now, if you read the whole thing in Joshua chapter 2, which I'd like to encourage you to do, they were looked after, but it wasn't very comfortable. It wasn't very comfortable. They were having to hide under things of straw. And that, you know, have you ever been in a hayfield after it's been cut? And you know, or thought, oh, we'll have a lovely picnic here, and you sit down and you're sitting on straw and hay bales and things, and oh, it's uncomfortable. But they were kept safe. And if you read the other reading that we have for today, which is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, you'll find that the disciples too, they obeyed Jesus and they were kept safe, but it wasn't very comfortable. They were rowing across the Lake Galilee and there was a blooming great storm came and they got wet and they got cold and it was hard work. But Jesus, they obeyed and they were kept safe. And it's simply that. That's all I want us to get today. If we hold on, when we obey God, when we do what he tells us to do, we are kept safe. It may not be comfortable, After all, he did say, take up your cross and follow me. You don't often see a cross advertised on television as an alternative to the mattress you've got on your bed at night. It's not very comfortable. And Jesus said to serve me first, even before your own family. That's not comfortable. But when we serve Jesus, when we obey God, we are kept safe. As I was preparing for this today, I came across a saying, which then I couldn't find again to copy it properly, but I think it said something like, God, why do you always lead me into deep waters? And God's answer is, because the enemy can't swim. So sometimes we're in difficult situations, but God is keeping us safe. So that's, just hold on, let's hold on to that today. When we obey God, he keeps us safe. And that's all. That's all, just remember that. So let's go out and tell other people how Jesus keeps us